Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Love Stories, written and read by Trent Dalton.
Dear Kath, I got your gift. Might be the most beautiful gift I ever got. I'm looking at your face in the funeral booklet as I write this letter. Kathleen Kelly, 15/01/1931 to 25/12/2020. You look like an angel, Kath. Some strange Irish cross between early Kate Hepburn and every star in the Milky Way. You bowed out on Christmas Day. We all thought that was kind of perfect. The memorial was beautiful and true. Lakeview Chapel, Albany Creek Memorial Park. You were so loved, Kath. You must have done it right. Life, I mean. You must have known the point of it all. Live a life so full and selfless that latecomers struggle to find a spare seat at your funeral. The January heat outside the chapel broke the air conditioner, and the photo montage broke me in two. All tears and no tissues. Funeral photo montages get me every time. It's the journey of it all. You as a kid, you as a mum, you as a grandmother to all those grandkids who did you so proud in that chapel. Judy and Greg, those beautiful children are yours. They said the most beautiful things about you. True love things. And maybe that's the trick to parenting. Just love your kids so hard and so fully that when you go, they won't be able to spit out a single word about you without trembling. They told the love story of you and Jim. They told the love story of you and the 67 years you spent in the Jack Street house. How much you loved the people in your neighborhood. How you listened to all their stories for hours until the hours turned into years and the years turned into decades. You knew the secret to it all. How the greatest gift we can give to the world is to shut up and listen to it. Greg spoke of you and your beloved Olivetti Studio 44 typewriter. The sky blue one that you'd been tapping away on since the early 1970s. Writing fiery letters about women's rights and human rights and doing life right to politicians and principals and popes. You spoke about the letter you wrote to the Catholic leader in 1970, railing against canon law demanding the covering of women's heads in church. You were so furious and brilliant. I cannot see anything disrespectful about a woman's bare head, you wrote. Surely it is what is in the heart, not the scrap of fabric on the head that counts. I turned to my daughter Beth beside me when Greg read that bit out. She's 14 now, Kath, and she nodded at me because she heard every word you said. After the memorial service, as per your instructions, we all went out to Greg's car in the parking lot, and he pulled out an esky filled with the 30 stubbies of Forex gold that were still chilling in your fridge the day you were rushed to hospital. We gladly sank those stubbies like you wanted, Kath, and we toasted your good name. I told Greg some things he didn't know about you, like how you wrote me those beautiful and tender emails when Dad was finally killed by the Durries. He's not dead while his name is still spoken, Trent, you reminded me.